AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The White House pause on federal grants and loans is triggering legal action. New York Attorney General Letitia James says she and some of her colleagues are suing.
Our lawsuit will seek an order, a court order, to immediately stop the enforcement of the OMB policy and to preserve essential funding for Americans.
Administration officials say the freeze is necessary to ensure that the funding complies with President Trump's executive orders, which are intended to undo progressive steps on transgender rights, environmental justice, and diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI efforts. An unexpected Senate battleground seat is opening in 2026.
A surprise announcement will create a highly contested Senate battleground seat in 2026. Michigan Democrat Gary Peters says he'll serve the last 2 years of his term.
And then turn over the reins. I will therefore not seek re-election in 2026.
That forces Democrats to defend a vital seat in a state they lost in the presidential race without the benefit of an incumbent, complicating their efforts to regain Senate control. Former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who moved to Michigan in recent years, is expected to be among those widely pushed for the seat. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Oklahoma's State Board of Education has unanimously approved a rule requiring parents enrolling children in state public schools to provide proof of their child's U.S. citizenship or legal immigration status. It still needs to be approved by the legislature and the governor. In Southern California, evacuated residents have been waiting in their cars for hours to get permission to return to their Los Angeles neighborhoods devastated by the Palisades fire. This is AP News. The doomsday clock is moving closer to midnight.
A science-oriented advocacy group says the Earth is moving closer to destruction.
The world has not made sufficient progress on existential risks threatening all of humanity.
Daniel Holes is with the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. They've moved their doomsday clock to 89 seconds to midnight. That's the closest it's ever been because of worsening threats ranging from nuclear war to climate change to pandemics and artificial intelligence. Here's Holes again.
And we're saying, given what's happened over the past year, we just haven't seen the sort of progress we need. And in some areas of concern, things have gotten worse.
The clock had stood at 90 seconds to midnight for the past 2 years. The advocacy group began to use a clock in 1947 to symbolize the potential and likelihood of people doing something to end humanity. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.